All right, talk about...
I'm a little hectic. First day of school for the kids, been running all over. I'd like to comment on the... you asked Dr. Jones, you asked Terry about the... if there's anywhere in the Bible that actually specifically says to be proactive for Christians.
Yes.
It's clearly, and obviously, I don't know the exact verse off the top of my head. I do apologize for that. It's in chapter 12 of Matthew, and everybody knows the story. It's where Jesus went into the temple and the temple yard and turned over tables of the taxpayers and demanded that the doves be set free. You know, it's a pretty proactive statement on behalf of, obviously, Jesus himself. So, you know, I think there's times in the world and in the Bible specifically that tell us as Christians to stand up and do what is right, regardless of, you know, what's popular and what's not. So, you know, I hope that kind of clarifies, you know, an exact view, you know, out of the Bible on the stance of Christians.
All right. I wanted to ask you this question. I received an email from an M. Yaniv, Y-A-N-I-V. And here's the first couple of lines, and I want you to respond to this because this is out publicly. It is a continual mystery to me why the news media gives coverage to any crackpot who burns a religious book, flag, raises... a flag or starts a new website to spread racism, religious hatred, and plain nuttiness. It is easy to check the background of just about anybody 18 or over, and if any TV or radio reporters or politicians or any other interested citizens are willing to spend 10 minutes at the computer internet connection, they can find out just who this James Turpinning really is. James Michael Turpinning, a.k.a. Jamie Turpinning, is a convicted felon who is known as a con artist and liar. He does not really care about political issues, radical or otherwise, but is only looking for personal publicity. How would you respond to this?
Wow, that's a pretty crazy statement there. You know, I'd also like to point out that see, a lot of people have misconstrued exactly, you know, my identity here. There's also there's two other James Michael Turpinning in the state of Michigan. I tried to clear this up with one reporter, and it was never reported on. There's also a James Michael Turpinning that's a pretty prominent lawyer down in Florida, and there's also a James Michael Turpinning that won the Extreme Home Makeover. So, I mean, if people can, you know, start pulling a name out because they think that that's a, you know, they're using somebody else's identity to try to pin that on me. So I guess, you know, Extreme Makeover built me a brand new house, and I've got the largest law firm in Florida. And
so, are you a convicted felon?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, I wanted you to be able to address that because I'm sure you'll hear more about that. I've only got a minute left, and I want you to be able to talk about the activities that Dr. Cherry Jones will be taking part in. So give us the timeline and what's going to happen here tomorrow in Lansing.
Well, the rally will start at 6 p.m. on tomorrow evening, and it will run until 9 o'clock, and we're going to have a few different speakers there. Obviously, Dr. Jones will be there. We're also going to have an associate of his, Pastor Wayne Sapp. And we will have a ex-Reagan administration official. His name is Marty Prinn. He's from St. Clair Shores here in Michigan. And we are going to have a world-renowned poet and writer that actually wrote stuff for President Clinton and President Bush, Boris Trikalski. He's a Russian immigrant and, you know, a great speaker. So.
All right, James, for people who want more information about tomorrow, where can they go?
They can go to OperationFreedomsTree.com, or they can go to Stand Up America Now, Dr. Jones' website, and all the information is on both sites.
All right, Mr. Turpinning, you have been quite candid with us. We've asked you some tough questions over the last few weeks. We appreciate that very much, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sure. Thanks, Tony.